Can a cultural center also be a hotel? That's one of the questions at the heart of the fight over the August Wilson Center for African American Culture. This week, a group of foundations made a case for their $7.2 million bid to buy and maintain the center. A hotel developer bidding $9.5 million believes the two entities can coexist. 90.5 WESA's Larkin Page Jacobs reports. Can a cultural center also be a hotel? That's one of the questions at the heart of the fight over the August Wilson Center for African American Culture. This week, a group of foundations made a case for their $7.2 million bid to buy and maintain the center. A hotel developer bidding $9.5 million believes the two entities can coexist. 90.5 WESA's Larkin Page Jacobs reports.
A 10-story hotel built atop the glass and steel edifice moored along Liberty Avenue downtown would certainly change the way the August Wilson Center looks. Grant Oliphant, president of the Heinz Endowments, believes it would also irrevocably alter the core of the center's mission.
It represents a real cultural asset for the city. It's a great facility. It's a great icon for the diversity of this city and the immense ethnic heritage of this city.
In an op-ed Oliphant wrote in the Post-Gazette Monday, he also noted that selling the building would throw away a $35 million investment made by public, private, and foundation contributors. Oliphant wants to debunk the notion that a hotel-cultural center combo is a win-win for the city.
It will actually gut the center. It will architecturally change the center and will have very little space for the activities of an August Wilson entity to carry on its work. And it's very unlikely to be able to attract additional support because it's not really a center anymore.
But Matthew Schaller with 980 Liberty Partners, the hotel developer, disagrees. In fact, he says after meeting with foundations in June, they decided to heavily revise their original proposal.
You know, it's quite different than what we walked in the door with in March. And since no one will sit down and actually review that material or heaven forbid, participate in that process, it makes it quite difficult.
He says they continue to call for a meeting with the foundations to discuss the revised plan and to forge a compromise. Through their revisions, Schaller says they've found a way to maintain nearly all of the cultural center's space while still allowing for a hotel development.
This building was designed from the get-go to have additional footage on top, whether it was going to be condos or a hotel. There was always perceived as being a tower. And in our proposal, you know, again, working with the foundations, that could be as small as possibly 40% of the building.
Oliphant says the foundation's proposal would make major changes as well, not to the physical structure, but to its operation and management. He says previously, programming and oversight of the property were controlled by the same entity, something he says is a tricky balance to strike.
Our plan will have the building being owned by one entity that will engage professional facilities management, and that most likely initially would be the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, because they have deep expertise, and then a second entity that would be providing dynamic African-American cultural programming for the facility and probably acting as its anchor tenant.
Each side evokes the city's past in making a case for the building's future. Oliphant says their plan is in keeping with Pittsburgh's artistic and creative heritage. Schaller says their development would be in the spirit of the city's history of innovation.
We see this as the opportunity to provide a really innovative public-private partnership to drive the center in a different way. We drastically reduce the cost of operating the center while providing a significant revenue stream.
980 Liberty Partners has a sales agreement in place. It has until September 24th to close the deal. If it falls through, the building will be put up for sheriff's sale in October. I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, 90.5 WESA News.